Kansas wheat leaders shared updates on the state's wheat crop, research investments, and global market development during the annual Kansas Wheat Report to the Kansas Legislature on March 2nd. Kansas Wheat Commission Chairman Derek Sawyer delivered the report to members of the Kansas Senate in the morning and Kansas House of Representatives in the afternoon, providing lawmakers with an overview of the industry's progress, priorities, and challenges. Each year, Kansas commodity groups present these reports to help policymakers understand how farmer-funded checkoff investments are strengthening agriculture and rural communities across the state. The commodities give an annual report to the state legislature to report on the organization's happenings and wins, where the future of the industry is going, challenges it's facing, and production for that year, said Shana Jensen, Kansas Wheat Director of Membership and Government Affairs. This is an important opportunity to show how farmer dollars are being invested back into the industry and research. The report also emphasized key developments from the past year in crop production, education, research, and international market development. Kansas produced a strong hard red winter wheat crop in 2025, totaling more than 340 million bushels. Timely late spring rains helped fields recover from earlier drought stress, while most disease pressures remained localized and grain quality held steady across the state. Kansas Wheat also continues to expand efforts to connect farmers, consumers, and legislators through the education and outreach programs. Platforms such as eatwheat.org, the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast, and the Wheat Scoop News series provide information on wheat production, research, and markets while helping tell the stories of Kansas wheat farmers. Research investments were another focus of the report, including the launch of the Musil Center for Sustainable Wheat Production at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center. Established through a nearly $1 million legacy estate gift from Lee and Carolyn Musil, the center is designed to coordinate wheat research efforts and accelerate the development of practical science-based solutions for producers. Kansas Wheat also highlighted international market development efforts, which remain critical to the state's wheat economy. Roughly half of Kansas wheat is exported each year, with key markets including Mexico, the Philippines, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. Programs with U.S. Wheat Associates help build relationships with overseas buyers and demonstrate the quality and consistency of U.S. hard red winter wheat. By sharing these updates directly with legislators, Kansas wheat leaders aim to ensure policymakers understand both the value of wheat in the state's economy and the significance of continued funding in research, trade, and farming innovation. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.